Mr. Chair, and please be assured in our delegation's full support. Estonia would like to commend you on your efforts and welcomes the Chair's rolling text with the aim of advancing our work in accordance with the group's mandate. We have been actively contributing to the work of the GG laws since its creation and stand ready to engage in future discussions. We would also like to recall a joint working paper presented already in 2018 by Estonia and Finland, which offers our views on the conceptualization and characterization of laws. We acknowledge, however, that such weapon systems can create uncertainties when it comes to the interpretation and application of the law. Therefore, Estonia, together with the US, Australia, Canada, Japan, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, the UK, and South Korea, has submitted a working paper which builds on the consensus reached by all high contracting parties and aims to clarify how existing international humanitarian law remains applicable. Mr. Chair, we would like to reiterate our long-standing position that international law, including IHL, fully applies to laws. Any weapon system, irrespective of its autonomous functionality, must only be used in strict compliance with international law, in particular IHL and human rights law. Laws that cannot meet the requirements or prohibitions stated in IHL are prohibited. However, Estonia would like to emphasize its national position related to human control, which we find as one of the most important and complex elements in our discussions. Estonia firmly believes that humans must retain ultimate control and responsibility in relation to the use of force in armed conflict. We believe that humans should continue to be able to make ultimate decisions with regard to the use of lethal force by exerting sufficient and context-appropriate control over lethal weapons systems they use. The aim of exerting human control over laws is to ensure that a weapons system operates consistently with international law and that humans remain accountable for decisions over life and death. Thank you, Mr. Chair.